Well, welcome everyone to another Help and Hope for Families, a program whose goal is to strengthen and give godly advice and encouragement to marriages and families in the difficult issues that they face. I'm Tim Tucker, affiliate staff member with Family Life here in the Pittsburgh area, along with Scott and Catherine Mercer, part of our Pittsburgh Family Life team, and Tom and Pam Jones. Tom is an associate pastor and a licensed Christian counselor, and Pam is a real estate agent in the Pittsburgh area. It's great to have you all here again.
Well, thanks so much for having us.
Good to be here as always.
You know, Tim, I've just got to say, you have got the greatest radio face in the world.
What you don't see won't hurt.
Scott has that gift of encouragement.
Yes, that's right.
Just trying hard.
That's what's good. Well, tonight we want to continue our discussion on how gambling destroys families and what the Bible says about gambling and the help that's available for those addicted to gambling. So, Tom, I'd like you to summarize what we talked about last broadcast on how gambling can destroy a family.
Sure, Tim. And I think this is such an important topic, and I think coming out of COVID, maybe even more so, people are looking for a degree of normality. But we talked a lot about why do people gamble? They hope they can make more money, and if they lose it, they're going to win it back, and they're seeking that American dream. And the Bible, God said that we would earn our living by the sweat of our brow. We try to circumvent that which God does or what God requires, and we want to take the easy route. There was a Focus on the Family article that I think sums it up well. It says families touched by a gambling addiction are at increased risk for such negative outcomes as divorce, abandonment, and bankruptcy. There's child abuse, domestic violence, crime and suicide, lies, deceit, anger, loss of job, financial ruin, and let's don't forget the mental health problems that can come along with it, like depression, anxiety. There can be stealing, and just lying. Some people go to jail. Some people get beat up. Some people get killed because they owe great sums of money. And a spouse is liable for her husband's debt unless they're legally separated or divorced. And let's also remember that there can be what we would call comorbidity with other addictions. Alcohol, for example, drugs.
Pornography.
Pornography can certainly go with that. Anybody that's ever been to Las Vegas know that those two certainly go hand in hand.
Sexual addiction. Okay, right. Mm-hmm. Okay, I was just clarify that.
Yeah, sure. If you've ever been to Las Vegas, I mean, they drive around with billboards on the back of trucks advertising prostitution. You go into McDonald's, and there'll be little flyers there. As from the Christian world, we leave tracks. They leave behind information to contact prostitutes. It's unbelievable.
Amazing how it goes hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. There's even slot machines inside the airport in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Come on.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
So, Confession time. Confession is good for the soul, right?
Yeah.
So,
oh gosh.
I came to Christ at an early age, like very early, like 16 years old. Mm. And so it was probably a good thing because I can see where this would be attractive to people for getting gain. I grew up very poor. And so my dad could not work. He was very sick. We had not even the food we wanted to eat. I never starved, but we just didn't have what we wanted. And so I always was an entrepreneur. And so even as a little kid, I was always dreaming of ways I could help my family out of this poverty.
Yeah.
And so one of those ways you would think of like, oh, if I could just play the lottery or if I could just win $1 million, what could I do with this? I could surely get us out of this hole that we're in. And the house that we lived in literally did not have running water or a bathroom. Mm. It was very...
So that's a noble thought, right?
Yeah.
You want to try and rescue your family, and you don't have any other real. You only have immediate means with which to do that. You're not thinking long range. You're thinking, how can I get our family out of this?
Noble thought. Yes.
You know, Pam, as you were saying that, and of course, radio, Scott, you alluded to Tim's radio face, but one of the things about being on radio is you can't see the person doing the speaking. And Pam's just a little petite, and I'm not trying to embarrass her, beautiful woman. And I'll never forget the very first time I saw her. way back in high school, and I would have not looked at you and thought that you would be a potential gambler. I saw this sweet, innocent little thing that didn't even party. And because, you know, that's opposite. Now, certainly in my family, there were issues. And as we were talking off mic earlier, gambling is one thing that – there are certainly situations that I need to keep away from. Mm. I can walk through a casino, like if we're on a cruise, I can walk through the casino area on a cruise boat, and the bells and the whistles and the lights don't appeal to me at all.
Right.
But, you know, as Pam was – when my grandfather owned a dairy farm and a beef cattle farm in the Ozarks of northwest Arkansas. And I remember it hit me a little bit ago as we were talking. I don't ever remember hearing my grandparents say, "If only we had more money." Wow. I heard them say about the work there was to do. I heard them talk about the gardening and the canning and the milking and all of that kind of stuff. Now, they may have had those conversations privately, but if they did as children, as grandchildren, I certainly don't remember hearing them. I think that's sort of a shift in time in the mindset of Americans. I don't know what the rest of you think about that.
I think it's remarkable. I'm sure you must have picked up an amazing work ethic from your grandparents, mm-hmm. and you were never laser focused on money as the thing to chase.
Mm-hmm.
And so, wow, that's powerful. I really appreciate the story.
Well, you know, Catherine, I'm 59 years old. I started working a regular job in high school. Before that, I worked hauling hay. Again, this is down in the South. And my guess is in 42 years of marriage, I can count on one hand probably the days that I called off work sick, or I've taken vacation. That I was just right. always taught you just go to work.
Right. Yeah. And boy, don't we need a little bit more of that mindset and communication in our culture today.
I think
I'd like to tie in a little bit of scripture as we talked about this. There's some amazing scripture that speaks to this concept of the get rich kind of quick idea.
Yeah.
One of the best books of the Bible that talks about how things are vanity is found in the book of Ecclesiastes. And I would love to have our listeners kind of be challenged by the idea of doing a book study on the book of Ecclesiastes, because there's a lot of scripture there that talks about chasing after so many things that don't bring any kind of satisfaction. There's a verse of scripture in Ecclesiastes 5:10 that goes like this. He who loves money will not be satisfied with money, nor he who loves abundance with its income. This too is vanity. Mm-hmm. If we can understand the idea that chasing after this doesn't really provide satisfaction. We talked last week about this God-sized hole that needs to be filled with something. And look, guys, we're all meant to worship. Mm-hmm. We were made to worship, right? God designed us to worship. Our challenge is in defining what it is that we're going to worship. Are we going to worship the one-armed bandit that hopefully brings the glitz and the glitter and the lights and all the cash coming out? Or are we going to go the long distance and say, God is the one who deserves, Christ is the one who deserves, to his honor, to his glory, he's the one who deserves our worship. Mm-hmm. Why? Because only he can provide that lasting fulfillment that money never could.
Absolutely.
Now, there are people driving around or listening to this radio broadcast, the gal who's working in the kitchen or in the work office room, whatever, and lunchtime saying, man, I'm in debt up to my eyeballs. I need some quick money fast. You're telling me worship God, it's going to take years? I don't see manna coming down from heaven in the form of change.
Right.
How do I deal with this? What would you guys say to that?
Well, I just want to add this. Except for God, because money, you could get that quick money, but you'll lose it just as quick as it came in most cases. Yeah. But the family that God can provide and the blessings that he can provide
the
can
support,
be taken away
maybe.
From you.
The support, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
You know, it was quote Howard Hughes, and most folks today probably remember Howard Hughes. I can tell by the shock of the panel. He would have been the Bill Gates of his day at one point, the richest man in the world. And I heard one time that in an interview, the interviewer said to him, "Mr. Hughes, how much money is enough?" And he said, "A little bit more than I have." to me, it's being content is something that's done intentionally, not accidentally.
Absolutely. Right. Great thought. Mm-hmm. Great wisdom. Tom, how can we get a hold of you if we having some kind of a problem or an issue and we say, I need to talk to somebody?
Sure, sure. I can be reached at 724-672-3760. Or, I'm sorry, 3670.
Uh-oh, say it again.
Yeah, let me do that again. 724-672-3670 or by email at tj1162@gmail.com.
Great. And, Catherine, we have something coming up this fall, which is a help for all marriages, where they've only been married, whether actually if they're pre-marriage, if they're engaged couples, or if they've been married for 6 days or 60 years. What's coming up?
Yes, we've got pre-married. Married, remarried, and scholarships for pastors. Mm. 2.5-day getaway at the Pittsburgh Marriott North in Cranberry Township, New Jersey. New Jersey. How about we say Pennsylvania?
That's a slip. We used to live in New Jersey, folks. That's why you're hearing that.
All right. September 23rd through 25th of 2022. And if you go to the Family Life website and click on the Weekend to Remember, you can use group name Weekend Together to save $100. It's a 2.5-day getaway to just be encouraged, to grow, to listen to our really godly, wonderful speakers. Yeah. And they're going to do some awesome teaching, and you're going to do a lot of laughing.
And Weekend to Remember is not a silver bullet, but it is a launch pad to help us begin going down the right path, not continuing down the wrong path to destruction.
Yes.
And there's a ton of resources that are available on Family Life's app, and I encourage everyone to download that app. There are tremendous articles on just about anything related to the family, parenting, all these issues, divorce, addictions, things like that, and also the Family Life website, familylife.com. I hope you guys will look into that just to get all the kinds of help that you might need day by day. And if you have any questions, call me at 412-337-3858. That's 412-337-3858. And we still have some more things to talk about on this issue of gambling, so we're going to bring it up next week as well. We hope you'll be there with us for Help and Hope for Families.